A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Who can know God's counsel, or who can conceive what the Lord intends? For the deliberations of mortals are timid and unsure are our plans. For the corruptible body burdens the soul, and the earthen shelter weighs down the mind that has many concerns. And scarce do we suggest the things on earth, and what is within our grasp we find with difficulty. But when things are in heaven, who can search them out? Or whoever knew your counsel, except you have given wisdom and sent your Holy Spirit from on high? And thus were the paths of those on earth made straight. The word of the Lord.
Yesterday, come and gone, or like a watch in the night. In every age, O Lord, you have been our sweep them away like a dream, like grass which is fresh in the morning. In the morning it sprouts and is fresh, by evening it withers and fades. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. Then teach us to number our days, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Turn back, O Lord, how long? Show pity to your servants. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. At dawn, fill us with your merciful love. We shall exult and rejoice all our days. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Oh, give success to the work of our hands. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to Philemon. I, Paul, an old man, and now also a prisoner for Christ Jesus, urge you on behalf of my child Onesimus, whose father I have become in my imprisonment, I am sending him, that is, my own heart, back to you. I should have liked to retain him for myself, so that he might serve on your behalf in my imprisonment for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that the good you might do, not be forced but voluntary. Perhaps this is why he was away from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a brother. Beloved, especially to me, but even more so to you, as a man and in the Lord. So if you regard me as a partner, welcome him as you would me. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia. 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 Let your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your laws.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlooker should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but does not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. And in the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Today in Rome, Pope Leo will celebrate and has celebrated the two important canonizations of his pontificate. The Holy Father will raise to the altars two 20th century men whose lives were brief, but whose love for Jesus burned so brightly that they blazed a trail of holiness. They blazed a trail of holiness that continues to invite young people and indeed all of us to follow in their footsteps. Blessed Carlos Acutis will be our first millennial saint. The first saint of the millennium. He was born in 1991, and he grew up in Milan, Italy, and was just 15 years old when he died from leukemia. Just 15. And he died really, really quickly. But by all accounts, he was an ordinary teen, and he loved playing sports and video games. He had a genius for making websites and finding creative ways to use the internet to share his faith. At an early age, Acutis discovered the secret power of the Eucharist, that the more we receive Jesus reverently in Holy Communion, the more we can become like him. He lived his faith through simple, ordinary practices, praying the rosary and going to Mass daily. Can you imagine a young person praying the rosary today or going to daily Mass? Well, he did just that, and trying to be a good example to his friends, giving to the poor and to the homeless. Something that his mother said has always impressed me. And this is what his mother said about him. Carlo was a normal person, but if it's illuminated by the light of Christ, a life becomes extraordinary. Can you imagine, you know, saying that? A life becomes extraordinary in the light of Christ. And it's said that both, and I'll get to Pier Giorgio here in a minute, but Carlos, the two miracles necessary were hospital related, and a man from Los Angeles and a pancreatic disease, very advanced. There was no cure for the two miracles of these young men, young individuals, probably about the age of my servers, maybe a little bit older. But we all know that God's ways are not our ways. Pope Leo will also canonize Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. He was a little older, but still very young, age 24 when he died. As we know, hopefully, that when someone is advanced or declared a saint in our church, the church must determine that this individual has worked two miracles from heaven. And in the case of Blessed Frassati, two. There was one that really caught my eye, and the miracle was that of a seminarian, also from Los Angeles. And it's this miracle that caused the church to declare Pier Giorgio a saint. The story of Father Juan Gutierrez still amazes me. In 2017, he suffered a serious leg injury while playing basketball with other seminarians. Facing a painful surgery, Father Juan prayed for Blessed Frassati's intercession, and he was healed. And the doctors could not explain it. The Vatican investigated and interviewed the doctors and studied the medical evidence and concluded that indeed his healing was a miracle. Yes, folks, it still happens today. And in his miracle, in a mysterious way, it binds forever the Church of Los Angeles with his miracle, because he was ordained a priest and he serves in Los Angeles. He, like Carlo, was a young man and he loved the outdoors. He was a mountain climber, cyclist, and swimmer. He enjoyed occasional drink and a cigar. Not bad, because I enjoy that every once in a while myself. So he enjoyed all. In fact, one of my favorite pictures of him, he's standing like this, the beautiful mountains of Italy, with a nice pipe hanging out of his mouth. A great picture. And when you look at a picture like that, I remember my pastor, my first pastor, who was English, but he's also very Italian. He was Italian on his mother's side, and he loved things Italian. And so he loved a Pier Giorgio, and he gave me that holy card. And I remember how devoted he was. And it's only 30 years ago. And now he's a saint, and he's a saint for all of us. But I think he should be a saint that our young people emulate, and Carlos as well. Carlo was 15 years old. He's our modern day Saint Dominic Savio. Their whole life was animated by the Eucharist. And at a time in the 1920s, when it was rare for people to come up every day to receive communion, he received special permission that he could receive communion every day. It is often said that he lived from Eucharist to Eucharist. Our new saint was also deeply engaged with politics of his time, not like how we want to engage in politics today. I think some of us today who engage in politics, save your breath and don't get in a fight with your family members over it, because it's not worth it. It's not worth it. But he opposed both communism and fascism, which was popular in Italy in his time. And he strived for the social order following the principles of Catholic social teaching. Pope Leo XIII, Rerum Novarum, the great social encyclical of new things. And for Saadi, he formed several associations to promote the cause of world peace and justice in society. And he himself, like young Carlo, was very dedicated to serving the poor. And he dedicated himself to not only serving the poor and vulnerable, he had a large inheritance from his parents, and he would give money away. He would go into the poorest of the poor neighborhoods, often risking his life. And they ask him, he says, Pier Giorgio, why do you risk your life going into these neighborhoods? And he replied, Jesus pays me a visit in every way and communion every morning. And I repay him in the way that I can by visiting his poor. The biographers say that his death was probably caused, he died from polio, and probably caused by visiting the poor in the neighborhoods where he was at. And at that time, they had no vaccine for polio. And he died on July 4th, 1925, at the age of 24. So, our new young saints, they teach us the gospel today. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. They both carried their crosses. And these young saints teach us that we too can root ourselves, our lives, in a deep friendship with Jesus. Yes, it can still be done today. They teach us that holiness is possible in our ordinary daily lives, and that our love that we can bring to our neighbors and loved ones, to know the friendship with Jesus, also that we know. So when our Lord says, take up our cross and follow him, we have two new wonderful examples to do so.